Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's, I guess when I first came home, I was pretty keen to stay here and see my career out here. So, yeah, it's an exciting time to be able to sign on for a few more years and keep giving back to the club.
Was there any, I know the club had talked about sort of putting off talks with all players until after China. Was that a concern at all, or was that just part of business, basically?
Yeah, it wasn't a concern of mine at all. No, it's I totally understand where the club's position was at, and yeah, I guess for us it was more just about making sure that we're playing some decent footy and justifying, you know, talks to recommit to the club. Yeah.
How big's the contract, mate?
How big?
Yeah.
In terms of length, 3 years.
No,
I know you mean. I know what you meant, mate. I'll just keep dodging around it. Yeah.
Hopshi, same with you.
Yeah, nah, same, pretty similar to Evo. We're both South Aussie boys, and the club's been great to me to come across from the Giants, and I've loved every year so far, and it was nice to get it done, and a couple more years, and I'm very happy.
How good is it to re-sign with Brad, but also with the other boys yesterday, Sam and Billy?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see at any club, you know, blokes, your teammates commit, and hopefully there's some more to come now, and it shows we've got a good culture going on here, and we've got things building, and it's good to see young guys, especially interstate boys, hang around in Bill and Peps as well.
Do you expect Pittard's probably next on the list? Have you been in his ear about putting pen to paper?
No, I haven't actually spoken to Jasper about it. As a defender, Homer, I'm not too sure if you're speaking to him at all, but yeah, it's I guess it's a personal sort of thing where in time the boys will make their decisions and get the deal sort of done, and then yeah, they'll probably be sitting here in the same position in a few weeks.
So there isn't too much kind of chatter amongst teammates about that kind of thing?
About length of deals and deals itself, and no, not particularly. No, I think that at the moment there are a fair few players in the club out of contract, and so yeah, everyone sort of doesn't really discuss it too much, and it's not really a hot topic or anything like that.
Do you think it could be sort of like we've seen the past dominoes start to fall and then a bunch of them fall at once, and we've gone from zero re-signings to four in 24 hours. Are we seeing the start of the rest of those 10 other blokes starting to re-sign?
Oh, I'd imagine they're in probably similar situations where they're, you know, getting the ball rolling and starting to talk, and then, yeah, once they sort of come to terms and come to agreements, then, yeah, there'll be more to follow, I'd imagine.
It's pretty handy, that extra little salary cap room. It's pretty convenient for the board.
Yeah, well, that's, I think the club and managers and all that sort of stuff wanted to make sure the CBA was all sort of set and in place before we went too far into everyone signing up.
And Jack, both of you, I suppose, given your senior players, Mary Keith at the start of the year said, you know, blokes are sort of playing for their careers and you're going to wait till this point of the year. A bit easier for you guys, given you're established, but is there an extra pressure on some of the younger guys to say, well, right, if it doesn't go right, maybe I am playing for the whole kit?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, obviously, players like security, and you know, you'd like to have a deal signed up when you can, so you know how long you've got to play. But it works both ways. You know, you might have a great year, and your worth goes up as well. So it works both ways, and that's just the nature of the business, unfortunately. And at the end of the day, it is a business, and you just got to do the best you can.
Do the players feel there's something building here at Port Adelaide, though, that desire and want to stay together as a group?
Yeah, certainly. I think a lot is said and has been said for years that we think we're pretty close and we'll get along really well, and we do have a really good culture here, and I think that sort of seeing the interstate boys, you know, Peps yesterday, obviously in his first year at the club, and Bill's been here for a couple of years now, 3 years, so it's great to see those guys sign on. I think that's a sign that we do have a great vibe around the club, is when those boys do want to stay around.
Richmond this week, obviously there's a big game in the battle for the top four. Also, you know, get that monkey off your back and beat a top eight side. How big a carrot is that for the playing group?
Yeah, look, obviously every week's big for us. Last week Collingwood was really important, and this week Richmond is. And we don't focus too much on beating a top four team or so forth, but it is really important that we just keep getting as many wins on the board as we can, and we've got to do what we do best and play some strong footy, and then that'll look after itself.
Is it a nice carrot, nice box to tick off, though, if you can just end that argument now?
Not necessarily. I think we can only play against who we're put up against, and if we win, we've got another 4 points, and it sort of solidifies that what we're doing is right, and we're on the right path.
Yeah, I think the closest to the competition this year, everyone is around that same sort of mark, you know. Like, I was looking at Hawthorn now, sitting 16th, and they've won five games, and boys are in the eight with seven games, you know. So it's It's an incredible sort of season in terms of how close the competition is. So we're not too fazed about all that sort of stuff. I think we're just making sure, like Connor said, we just stick to the process and keep concentrating on the game at hand.
Brad, there has been tension between Richmond and Port Adelaide in recent seasons. Is that tension still there?
Oh, I think it's an opposition team. You're always sort of coming up against teams wanting to win and fiercely competing in it. And so, I think that it'll just be like another game with any opposition that we come up against. And, I don't think there'll be too much extra added heat or anything like that. I think it's just a good challenge for us to overcome Richmond.
Just on a few of the injured boys, Monfries and Pollock look pretty healthy today. How are they tracking with training?
Yeah, they were looking good. Polly was out there moving pretty well. Gussie, I think, did the full session.
Yep.
And so, the boys are ticking all the boxes and are looking okay.
And what about Broadbent?
Yeah, so he was back at the club this morning, but I think just with the way that his ankle was going, I think it's just a progression thing. So Thursday he'll train, Friday he'll train, and hopefully he should be okay for the game. If he's not, then it'll be another week and he'll be right the following one.
Brad, Dustin Martin looms large.
Yeah,
How high do you rate him?
Oh, mate, at the moment he's one of the best in the competition, as everyone's sort of spoken about. So it'll be a good challenge for us. And as a midfield group, I think they've got a really strong midfield as well, and it goes quite deep. So, it'll be a good challenge for us and see where we're at.
Do you get him,
does
Sam Powell-Pepper get a crack at him? How's that going to unfold in the centre square?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I think as a team we've been quite good at going up against opposition and nullifying their influence. Not necessarily one person, just locking them out wholly. So I'd imagine that we could go with a similar sort of approach. I'm not 100% sure just yet. I think that'll all play out as the week unfolds.
But you'd expect more of a team ethos on him?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, just like we do every week with certain players. So, it'll be a good one, though.
Hey, Homer, what do you think about Richmond's forward line? Obviously, with Jack Rewat down there, but a lot of really fast, small forwards. How do you guys go about combating that on Saturday?
Yeah, they're a great forward pressure team. They've got some really crafty forwards down there. It's more about what we do. We've got to make sure we don't, spill too much the ball and control the ball a bit. So, that'll deal with it. But they're certainly very talented. Obviously, Jack is their key forward. He's been a great forward for a number of years. So, got to make sure we get him done first and try and keep the ball away from the smaller guys.
I suppose the hope is a bit like against Collingwood last weekend where, they were sort of bombing in the forward line. He was able to take a lot of intercept marks in that back 50.
Yeah, and that's sort of testament to the pressure that the mids and forwards can put on and limit that supply coming down. So, if they're putting a lot of effort and pressure on up the field, it makes our job a lot easier.
Tom Cleary's been fantastic this year in a key defensive role. How have you sort of seen this season? So?
Yeah, he's come along great. It's been good to sort of see all his effort get rewarded as well. He's sort of taken a few years to play some consistent footy in terms of playing in the senior team. It's been great for him to slide in and do his role. And he's been probably our first or second best defender. Him and Tommy Jonas have been phenomenal this year. So it's great because we've always known what he can do, and it's good that he's starting to show everyone else now.
Brad, is this your best year, Brad? You've had a lot of great seasons. Is this your very best year personally?
I'm not too sure, mate. I think maybe the end of the year I could sit down and assess it all. I think that the start of the year I've started off quite well and quite consistently. The last couple of weeks, the sort of just... I guess playing okay. I don't want to just say I've been, it's my best year or whatever, but I think that I've just tried to make sure that I do my jobs on the weekend and try and play as consistent as I can, so not too sure, mate.
How big a job does Charlie Dixon have with Alex Rance, probably the one who's going to be his direct matchup?
Yeah, you want to go there?
I think Chaz has been great for us and It's just as big every week, I think. Rance is the best defender in the competition, but we've got a really potent forward line as well, and we don't just rely on one player. And I'm sure it'll be great for the viewers and people watching to see them go at it. But I think modern footy as well, you do chop and change a little bit, so I don't imagine it'd be all game.
Do you have an extra point to Brooke, given that you have the best defender in the AFL playing at the other end of the ground and sort of a bit more of a spotlight on Port's defence this week?
It's... you always want to play well. It is a back six for us, so we sort of look after ourselves. And obviously this week,
well, we don't hopefully do anything for you, mate.
No. You do put a good amount of pressure on. It's just, I don't know, something he's good to watch when you're not playing against him. And hopefully this week, Chaz can get on top.
Just on
Sammy Power Pepper again, he sort of seems to be mentioned in a third place in the Rising Star behind Burton and McGrath a lot by Lee's colleagues.
And the official betting.
And the official betting. Is that fair? I mean, just talking about his signing last night, but
I probably haven't watched enough of the other boys play, so I think Peps has been brilliant in his first year. I think, you know, when you compare his first year to other players that I've seen in the past, I think he's been outstanding. His just his physical attributes, but then just his ability to win the ball, and I think he's been great. So yeah, it's an interesting one, but I don't think he's thinking too much of it either. So yeah. Oh, mate, either way, I'm sure they'll have a player that'll come in and fill his spot and do his role. So, yeah, I guess we're not too worried either way. Yeah.
Is Pell Pepper as good a first-year player that you've seen, right?
Yeah, we've had some good ones come through, mate. I guess when you're looking at, Ollie and Chad, they were two pretty classy players that came in straight away. So, but he's definitely up there in terms of players that I've played with and dealt with in their first year. I think he's... His thirst for knowledge and stuff's been fantastic, and just his enthusiasm around the place as well. He's really brought that enthusiasm to the group, and he's been good fun to play with.
We enjoyed going in the same centre square against Martin, given they've got the fend off.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that he'll be looking forward to he just looks forward to playing every week. I think he's like I said, he's just that enthusiastic sort of guy, and so yeah, coming up against Dusty and Cochin and those sort of boys, I think he'll be pretty excited about for sure.